She bites her lower lip.
No,
she admits. A pause.
Mark wasn't a coincidence.
What then?
It centers on Billington, but it's not all about Billington.
She looks away from me and stares out to sea, morosely.
He's got his own plans. To expedite them, he had to hire a bunch of specialists with eccentric tastes and needs. His wife, she's not harmless. She's scum.
If looks could kill, the wave crests would be boiling into steam under her stare.
And she's got retainers. Call it a tactical marriage of convenience. She's got certain powers, and he wants to make use of them. He's got shitloads of wealth and more ambition than... Well, she likes that because it buys her immunity. Eileen, her predecessor Erzbet, was probably framed by a rival, a duke who wanted her lands and her castle. But Eileen is the genius who figured out there was a skincare program in the old legend, productized the hell out of it, and sold it as Battery Pale Grace Cosmetics with added Erythro Complex 5.
Pale Grace, Pale Grace Skin Hydromax, Pale Grace Bright Eyes, and Pale Grace No. 3 are registered trademarks of Battery Cosmetics Corporation. It had better be bloody worth it at this price.
It's basically a mass-produced level 1 glamour. She sources most of the wholesale supplies from commercial slaughterhouses and leftover blood bank stock, and on paper she's clean, but you still need a better than homeopathic quantity of the real thing to make it work. And that's before you start asking how many regulatory committees she had to buy off to bury the details of her research.
Why not go after her directly?
Because, Ramona shrugs, Eileen's not the main target. She's not even the appetizer. What she does amounts to at most a few dozen deaths per year. If Ellis gets what my boss thinks he wants, the whole human species gets to deal with the fallout. So he figured I should get close to Eileen, to introduce you to Ellis as much as anything else, and meanwhile get enough of a grip on the rest of her project to mop them up afterwards.
You were going to get information out of Mark after your other got through chomping down on his soul.
You'd be surprised, she sniffs primly. Anyway, you should know, Mr. Computational Demonologist, how hard would it be to summon up a puppeteer and schedule a late-binding, voice-directed linkage to keep the body dancing?
I think back to the dead seagulls, to the bad guys and what they did to Mark after his fatal heart attack. Not very.
Okay, just so you know the score.
She reaches out and grabs my wrist. Her fingers are warm and much too human. Billington's plans, I prompt. The business with the Explorer.
I'm not allowed to tell you everything I know, she says patiently. If you know too much, his gash will spit you out like a melon seed, and we won't have any time to prep a replacement.
But you need me to get aboard his ship because I'm playing a role in some sort of script, while you stay entangled with me so you get to come along too. I swallow. Punching a hole in his firewall.
That's the idea.
Any idea how to do it?
Well,
a hint of a smile.
Billington usually visits the casino every evening when he's in range, so I'd say we ought to get back to the hotel and get ready for a high-rolling evening, and try to finesse an invitation. How does that sound?
I stand up. That sounds like a plan, I say doubtfully. I expected something a bit more concrete, though. I glance around. Where did I put my boxes?